We're in the second part of a four-part series. We're talking about letting the good news of Jesus be triggered in us when we see the lost, the hurting, the interested, and the strangers. Last week we talked about letting the good news be triggered in us when we see the lost. And we decided there was none so lost that can't be found. And today we're going to talk about letting the good news of Jesus be triggered in us when we encounter strangers. Specific title of the sermon today is Scattered People Preach. Scattered People Preach, Acts chapter 8, 1 through 4. Acts chapter 8, the Acts of the Apostles, the story of the early church. Acts 8, 1 through 4. And Saul approved of their killing him. The him would be Stephen, the deacon of the church, well-respected man in the church. And Saul approved of their killing him. And on that day a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all except the apostles were scattered. There's our word, scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church, going from house to house. He dragged off both men and women and put them in prison. Lord Jesus, in our scattered states, may we preach the message of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. For 30 years, the first 30 years of my life, I lived in the South. South Carolina. Went to college in Florida. And because of this, I never had to learn how to enunciate. Because we all had that Southern drawl and we all understood each other. Well, I married my Michigan bride, and the Holy Spirit in her introduced me to Western Michigan, which I love, and I call home now. But sometimes, from time to time, I still feel scattered because of the way I talk, my drawl. It's been 11 years, and at least once a month, sometimes two, three, and four times a month, someone will ask me, "Where are you from?" I can't hide. And I always give them the answer, "I am from New York." And you should see the look on their face. Then I tell them, "No, I'm from the South." The thing is, when I go back down to South Carolina for a visit to visit my family, they look at me strange now, like, "What's wrong with you talking this way?" So I can even feel scattered from a place that I grew up for 30 years of my life. It's hard to get away from a scattered feeling. I think all of us can relate to that. You felt scattered at work. It seems like everybody there gets along but you. You just don't seem to fit in. Maybe you even felt scattered in your extended family. Aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews, in-laws, they seem to get along, but you just seem to, you can't get along with them. Maybe scattered at school, or your children felt scattered at school, your grandchildren feel scattered at school. They just struggle to find the place where they fit in. And the worst part can be when we feel scattered in our own homes, when those who are supposed to be closest to us, we begin to feel distant from them. We begin to feel different from them. We don't feel the same way that we used to feel. I think all of us, at one time or another, will feel scattered in this world. You will think differently, vote differently, believe differently, or act differently than the people that you were closest to. for Christians. I'd like to encourage us, for just for the Christians today, whenever and wherever you feel scattered, I would like for us to cling to the message of Jesus Christ and to preach the message of Jesus Christ. So for the Christians, whenever and wherever you feel scattered, preach the message of Jesus. And for all of us, you may not be a Christian here today. We welcome you. We're very glad that you're here today. When you feel scattered, I'd like for all of us to see it as an opportunity to reach out to someone new. I would like this to be commonplace at Living Hope Assembly of God. Whenever we feel scattered in this world, at home, at work, at school, wherever we are, to preach the message of Jesus Christ. In a scattered world, the message of Jesus, I believe, is what will keep Christians going and is what we're called to do. We think the thing that will keep us going and keep us grounded and keep us happy is fitting in at work, fitting in at school, fitting in at home, fitting in the political area. But trying to fit in those areas is what got us scattered in the first place. Because we realize we talked different and acted different and felt different and believed different than the people that scattered us. Now, when you feel scattered, you may just want to go hide. When you feel different, when you act different, when you look different, when you vote different, when you think different, when you behave different, a good thing that we do, or I guess a bad thing that we do, but a thing that we do is we go and hide. We hide from those people who are scattering us. Or that we may do this. You want to go and preach your own message. You don't want to just preach the message of Jesus and who He is, because you got opinions and you got beliefs and you got thoughts, and you want to go out and preach your own message. But probably we just want to go back to a time when we didn't feel scattered. We dream about not feeling this way. We dream about not feeling different. We dream about a time when we fit in, whether that's reality or not. Well, in the scripture we read today, God's word talks about people that were scattered because of their faith in Jesus. They were scattered from their homes. And because they were scattered, they began to meet strangers, people that were different from them, people that did not talk like them, that did not look like them, that did not act like them, and mainly they did not believe like them. So they had to decide how they were going to react to being scattered. Were they going to hide? Were they going to preach their own message? Were they going to lash out? Or were they going to preach the message of Jesus? Or were they going to see it as an opportunity to reach out to someone new? So let's walk through this passage. There's an outline in your bulletin if you'd like to follow along. There's an outline in your bulletin if you wouldn't like to follow along. Bad news can scatter people. Bad news can scatter people. In fact, if you've ever felt scattered, my guess is it's because of some bad news. Bad news that someone gave you, bad news, their opinion about you, that's what made you feel scattered. Well, this was bad news for the church. Stephen, the deacon, the respected man, had been put to death. Stephen had been going around to the temple. He had been going around to the Jewish synagogues, and he was trying to convince, Stephen was Jewish, he was trying to convince his Jewish brothers and sisters that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, the one we've been waiting on. Well, his Jewish audience was hostile to Jesus, and they became hostile towards Stephen. And they dragged Stephen from the city. They dragged him from Jerusalem, dragged him down that hill, and against the law, they took up stones. They did not have the right to do this. They took up stones, and they stoned Stephen to death. And Stephen's death, Stephen was loved in the church, respected in the church, and his death shook up the church. It devastated the church. It made people scared. If they can do it to Stephen, they can do it to me. And you would think that would be bad enough, one of the deacons being killed, one of the leaders in the church being killed. Do you think that would be bad news enough? It couldn't get much worse, but it did. Bad news went to worse news from the church. Because of the death of Stephen, a great persecution, a great scattering broke out against the church in Jerusalem. These Jewish Christians were now being scattered by their Jewish brothers and sisters. The church was probably around 7 years old, some scholars believe, by the time Acts chapter 8 rolls around. And it was mainly made up of Jewish people living in Jerusalem, the religious and political center of the Jewish world, the educated Jewish people, those who knew their Bible, those who knew the Torah. That's who made up the early church. That's who believed that Jesus was the Messiah. They were still used to going to the temple. The temple was still there. They would go there and they would see people sacrificing the animals. It had taken them a while to stop sacrificing animals, to start believing that Jesus is all that we need for salvation. So the church had remained mainly a Jewish organization in a Jewish environment. It remained in Jerusalem. The death of Stephen, the bad news of Stephen's death, was a major turning point in the early church. It shook things up. It scattered things. So under the direction of the Pharisee Saul of Tarsus, who would later on become Paul the Apostle, but the early church would not have thought of him as an apostle. The early church would have saw Saul of Tarsus, we would use the word terrorist, because he was going around persecuting Christians. The Jewish religion, under the direction of Saul of Tarsus, began an all-out assault against the church. These Jewish people begin to lash out at their Jewish brothers and sisters and to scatter them and to persecute them under Saul's leadership. It was an extremely painful attack on the church, not just a small attack. Saul began to destroy the church. The King James Version says he began to wreak havoc. He began to wreak havoc on the church. That's a word that would be used, havoc, would be used for a wild animal. He started acting like a wild animal against the church. It would be like a bull getting loose from its pen and destroying, wreaking havoc on the garden, on the farm, on the barn, on the house, in the marketplace. That's what Saul of Tarsus began to do to the church. He didn't wait for them to go to public gatherings anymore. He began to go house to house, wreaking havoc, dragging men and women off to prison, getting arrest warrants, putting them in jail, and hopefully putting them to death. He just didn't want to make it difficult to be a Christian. He wanted to wipe the name of Jesus off the face of the earth. This would have been a civil war. This was brothers. One brother became a Christian, believed Jesus was the Messiah. One Jewish brother became a Christian. The other Jewish brother didn't, and he worked with Saul of Tarsus, turning in his brother. Come arrest him. This was cousins. One cousin stayed Jewish. The other cousin said, Jesus is the Messiah. Come arrest my cousin. This was parents versus children, grandparents versus grandchildren. Come arrest my grandparent. Come arrest my grandchild. Take them away. We want to wipe out the name of Jesus. The attack was coming from people that the church had lived their life with. The thing that had changed was now that people were beginning to believe that Jesus was the Messiah, which is a big change. And the Jewish community could not handle this big change. You want to talk about feeling scattered? The people you grew up with are now calling the police on you to have you arrested and thrown in jail and your property taken. How many of you would feel scattered if something, if your grandchild called the cops on you? How would you feel? How scattered would you feel? They felt scattered. Whenever and wherever you are scattered, preach the message of Jesus. Find an opportunity to reach out to someone new. That's easier said than done. When you have the bad news and you feel scattered, you may say, preach the message of Jesus. Find an opportunity to reach out to someone new. Yeah, right. That's what got me scattered in the first place. It almost makes you want to give up on the message of Jesus. Go back and hide. Go back to the good old days when you weren't scattered. Bad news can make you want to do that or lash out at those who make you feel scattered. Number two. Scattered people, if you've ever been scattered, felt scattered, can preach good news. Scattered people, have you ever felt scattered? Just me? All right. Scattered people can preach good news. Bad news can scatter people. We've talked about that. But scattered people who remain hopeful in Christ, who remain faithful to Christ, who remain loving to those who have scattered them, God can turn the bad news into good news. It says those who were scattered preached the word, preached the message of Jesus wherever they went. Who was preaching? Those who were scattered. Who was preaching good news? Those who had received bad news. Up until this point, it was mainly the apostles in Jerusalem that carried the message of the church, that preached the message of Jesus Christ. It was Peter, it was James, and it was John. It was them who was preaching. But because of the scattering, because of the bad news, the apostles now were not the only ones doing the preaching. Those that were proclaiming the life, death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ was just those ordinary, everyday Christians that had been scattered to the wind. They were not trained preachers. They were just everyday people telling their new neighbors, because they weren't at home anymore, they had to flee Jerusalem, they had to leave the persecution, they had to be scattered. So now they were telling these strange people, these new neighbors, what Jesus had done for them. They were scattered and still telling good news. What Jesus has done for you, he kicked you out of your homeland, he got you out of Jerusalem, your family turned on you. But he said, oh, but let me tell you the good news. Jesus had changed them so much, even in the scattering, they were telling good news. The apostles stayed in Jerusalem. Somebody had to stay. They were willing to face the persecution, even death. They had not been scattered yet, but the common lay people, they were being scattered because of the persecution. And they found, even though they were scattered, they were preaching good news. And they went down from Jerusalem, the city, educated, religious place. They went from there to Judea. These would still be Jewish people in Judea, but those were their country folks. They were from the country and they liked it that way, you know. They had on overalls, you know. Now these Jerusalem city folks were coming down to Judea. And they were telling these country folks about Jesus. These people from Judea, these Jewish people, may have never been to Jerusalem, may have never been to the temple. They were farmers. They were fishermen. They were shepherds. They were day laborers. And maybe, they may have been to Jerusalem, but maybe because of their poverty, because of their work life, they did not have the time to go on the pilgrimage to Jerusalem as the law commanded them to do. So these well-educated religious people are now witnessing to these country folks that are not well-educated, that are not very religious. And then they head to Samaria. Samaria. Oh, to the Samaritans. Jews hated Samaritans. And the Samaritans hated the Jews. It would be like if the Christians, the Jewish Christians in Jerusalem today, there was a persecution that broke out and they went and stayed at a Palestinian homeland. Same thing. But it was a smart move by these Jewish Christians to go down to Samaria. Why? Because no self-respecting Jewish person from Jerusalem is going to go into Samaria, these towns in Samaria, to persecute them because they didn't like the Samaritans. So it was a good place to hide out. It was a good place to avoid persecution. I believe even when you're feeling scattered, God will lead you, guide you, direct you to a refuge from the storm. Those who were scattered by the persecution went around doing the preaching. Now you should go around preaching, okay? If you're a Christian here, you should go around preaching the message of Jesus Christ. Now I'm not talking about on stage preaching. I'm not talking about getting a microphone and, you know, coming up on stage and getting lights and all. We're not talking about that. The word is, they went around preaching the word. The word is evangelion. The word is evangelizing, which means spreading the good news about Jesus. Everywhere they went, they just began to spread the good news of Jesus. They began to share the message of Jesus Christ with the strangers that they met, with those country Jewish people that they met. They began to spread the good news of Jesus. With those Samaritans, those Palestinians that they met, they began to spread the good news about Jesus. The message that had scattered them in the first place, they saw this message as so important, so valuable, that even in their scattering, they began to tell these strangers the good news. It scattered us, but we saw it as an opportunity to reach out to someone new, even to people who did not look like us, did not act like us, did not believe like us. They were not from the city like us. They were strange to us. We saw it as an opportunity. So God used the evil of persecution, the evil of this scattering, to bring the message of Jesus out of Jerusalem into the world. The church had grown and flourished in Jerusalem. Many of them become very complacent and happy to just stay in Jerusalem. The church can just grow in Jerusalem. But it was not until the scattering, it was not until the persecution had virtually shut down, closed down the church in Jerusalem, that the people were willing to go out like Jesus had told them, to go to Judea, to Samaria, to the ends of the earth, and spread the good news. So the church, because of the scattering, grew even more. And many received the good news. That's why the scattering is important. It's because it's an opportunity to tell someone else about the good news. And why did the church begin to grow? Because these people who were scattered, who had every reason to hide and to be quiet and just mind their own business, they still, in the scattering, told people the good news about Jesus. So whenever you feel scattered, preach the message about Jesus. Whenever and wherever you feel scattered, see it as an opportunity to reach out to someone new. Number three. Still with me? God can turn our being scattered into a good thing. God can turn our being scattered into a good thing. I almost said God thing, and I think I will. So if you want to put God thing beside good thing, you can. It's rapidly happening in the Western world where the church and the Christian faith is being scattered. I believe that. I think, and this is my opinion, you may disagree with it, come up with your own opinion, but I think some of that scattering is our fault, some of it, because of the way we have reacted to those people who would desire to scatter us. I don't think we've acted too Christ-like in many occasions. Some of it, some. Much of it is that the message of Jesus Christ is the only way, is a divisive message, and it will make people who are acting like Jesus, it will make people want to scatter us. Maybe you're here today and you're not a Christian. What am I inviting you into today? I'm inviting you into a scattered people. A people who, for generations, for 2,000 years, who have had a divisive message, who people have disregarded this message and wanted to scatter them. So I'm not making any illusions today. I'm not, when you become a Christian, everything will be happy, happy, joy, joy. I'm inviting you into a scattered people. But I hope you have met a Christian like Stephen. I believe there's some Stephens here if you haven't met any Stephens. Someone that would just shake the foundation of the church of the world with something bad happened to them because you love them so much, because you respect them so much, because you see the grace of God, the love of God, the truth of God in their life. So I invite you to stay and meet a Stephen or two. For the Christians here today, my guess is unless you are really good at hiding when the world tries to scatter you, and some of us are, we just get really good at hiding. When the world tries to scatter you, my guess is every person here will preach a message. The question is, what message will we preach? Will we preach our own beliefs, our own opinions, our own political views, our own just come at people? Or will we continue on a weekly, daily, monthly basis, continue to discover who Jesus is and preach the word, preach the message of Jesus? Or are we going to take up arms and fight back against those who dare and try and scatter us? Again, my opinion is we have done a good job at the latter, at taking up arms, preaching our own message. Again, that's just my opinion. And we need to get better at the former, keep discovering on a daily basis who Jesus is and preach that message. We want strangers, when we are introduced to them, we want the good news to be triggered in us when we see them. Those that we did not want to meet, those that we had no desire to meet, those we were not planning on meeting, those who act nothing like us, they're strange. We see it as an opportunity to let the good news of Jesus be triggered in us. Now, what should we do? Now, I'm not suggesting that each and every person here should go out on the street corner or go from door to door and start preaching to people, "Hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm here to tell you about Jesus." Unless that is your calling. You can keep reading in Acts chapter 8. There was a man named Philip the evangelist. That was his calling, to go out and preach that way. Or unless the Holy Spirit leads you, guides you, and directs you to go up to someone. Now, you can't at any time go up to a stranger and tell them about Jesus if you so choose. You are not going against scriptures if you do that. I would tell you to be wise. I would tell you to read some books and take some training and some teaching to learn how to do that. But you're not disobeying scripture. But I'm not suggesting that each person go out and do that. And somebody should say, whew, thank you. What I am suggesting to each and every one of us who is a Christ follower here today, that we be open to strangers when we feel scattered. I'm suggesting that each and every one of us here are open to those who do not act like us, think like us, vote like us, talk like us. We are open. We see it as an opportunity to preach the word, to spread the message of Jesus Christ. That we do not close ourselves off from people who are different than us. And it's easy to close yourself off. I got closed off from neighbors. I had three neighbors within the span of like 3 or 4 years go through divorces. And we were friends with these people, close to them. And because of this, it felt like we got drug in them. You ever been around somebody who went through a divorce and you just felt like you get drug in there and you go, ugh, I don't want to go through that. I didn't go through the divorce and I feel dirty being... But because of this, we had new people move into their homes. And I had enough of those neighbors. I don't even want to meet them. Who knows what they'll act like? It's just easier to close ourselves off. Because I felt scattered. I didn't want to meet strangers. Who knows what they act like? They're strange, at least to me they are. I don't know them. If we stay closed off when we feel scattered, we think that keeps us safe, but it doesn't keep us safe. You know what it keeps you? It keeps you scattered. You keep always feeling scattered if you close yourself off. What do you mean? You'll never find a new home. If those people from Jerusalem had stayed closed off, they would have always been scattered. They would have never found a new home. We may just dream about our old home before we were scattered. We do this a lot. Dream about the good old days. Oh, I remember the church back in the 80s. It was rocking. It's not the 80s anymore. It's not the 90s anymore. Oh, back then we weren't scattered. If that's our mentality, we will stay scattered. If we close ourselves off, we will never have the opportunity to preach, to spread the good news about Jesus. I know they don't look like you. They're not married and they live with each other in that new house beside you. And I won't even go to the fact that they're both women. I'm scattered. I want to hide. These people are strange. If we feel that way, no one will receive the good news because I've kept it to myself. What if when we feel scattered at home, at work, in the neighborhood, with friends, with family, wherever it is, what if we say, all right, I'm going to see this as an opportunity to just go out and meet someone new, to discover who Jesus is and tell them what Jesus has done for me. I know they're not like me. I know they don't agree with me, but what if I just take this opportunity? So wherever you are scattered and whenever you are scattered, preach the message about Jesus. Preach the good news about Jesus and see being scattered as an opportunity to reach someone new, to reach someone different. I encourage us to live for Jesus this week. Live for Jesus. You have your Living for Jesus form in your bulletin there. Here's the question you need to sit with the Holy Spirit with. You need to sit with Jesus with and let Him help you answer it. Talk to your your friends and neighbors, somebody in here at church, talk to them about these questions. Are you open to people who look, act, and believe different than you? To strangers. I'm not telling us to compromise. I'm not telling us to accept sin. I am not. If you heard that today, I did a poor job of communicating, and I apologize. I'm not telling us to do that. I am telling us to be open when we're in Judea and Samaria to people who look, act, and believe different than we do. Number two, pray to God for an opportunity to preach the message. If you don't like that word preach, how about share the message of Jesus to a stranger? Maybe you need to join a group. Maybe you need to volunteer. Maybe you just need to go out and meet that new neighbor. And maybe we'll stop being strangers and actually become neighbors. And in our scatteredness, we'll find a new home. So wherever and whenever you are scattered, preach the message about Jesus and see it as an opportunity to reach someone new. And may the Holy Spirit help us to do so. In Jesus' name. Join me in prayer, if you would. Father, we've all felt scattered. Some of us may feel scattered here today. Some of us will feel scattered in the future. Lord Jesus, when we have that feeling, may your Holy Spirit remind us that our greatest weapon, our greatest advantage, our greatest source of strength is the message of Jesus Christ. We would see this as an opportunity. Every time we feel scattered, we would see it as an opportunity to reach out to someone new. We believe through this, we'll find a new home, a new direction, the place you're leading us. Would you just begin to ask, Christians here, would you just begin to ask Jesus for an opportunity to reach out to someone new, to reach out to a stranger, to be open to someone who looks, acts, and believes different than you do? Would you ask him? You might be thinking of someone right now. They are strange to you. They just don't believe the way you do. Would you ask the Holy Spirit to help you, give you an opportunity? Would you be open? Father, help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Give me that opportunity. I'm thinking of someone right now who's strange to me. Person's angry, and I don't understand it. I don't want to compromise and become angry. But give me an opportunity, oh God. I'm open to it, oh Father. Would you lead me by your Holy Spirit? Would you lead us by your Holy Spirit? To that person, to that stranger. Thank you, Lord. If you're not a Christian today, I'm inviting you into the scattering. That's what I'm inviting you. The message is so important. The person of Jesus is so important. These people who lost everything were still willing to say, take the whole world, but give me Jesus. They lost homes, they lost friends, they lost family, they lost parents, grandparents, but they said, the message of Jesus is so important, the person of Jesus is so important. That's what I'm inviting you into. And how do you do that? By believing the message, the person of Jesus Christ. You say, I believe in Jesus. So Jesus, would you introduce yourself to someone today? If you would like to be a part of the scattering, if you would like to be a part of this Jesus movement where you would just, it would be so important to you, this life-changing, vital message, this life-changing, vital person. If you would like to be a part of his family, his kingdom, if that's you, could you just raise your hand, put it right back down, just raise it up so I can see it. If you'd like to be a part of the scattering, if you'd like to be a part of this Jesus following, is that you, is that you? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, continue to invite your people. Wait, continue to invite people into your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you're able, would you stand with us? And let's praise the King of the Kingdom. Let's praise Jesus this morning before we're dismissed.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power.
Lord, we believe you're great. We believe this message is worth even being scattered over. We believe you can turn bad news into good news. We believe you can give us refuge from the storm. We believe you can help us find a new home. We believe you can restore the broken homes. And we thank you for this. We honor you for this. We glorify you for this. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this day. And Lord, just bless your people. Lord, just make your face shine upon every person here. Father, be gracious to every person here and give every person here within the sound of my voice peace. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.